Yesterday we were in your Zionism base. The Gemara had a Shiloh. Somebody who's Nazir Bebeis HaKvaras. Right? Somebody, does he have to take a haircut before he starts his Naziris Tara? Again, a Nazir that became Tameh, a Nazir Tohar that became Tameh, at the end of 30 days, I'm sorry, at the end of his days of Tumah, has to take a haircut, bring Korbanos Nazir Tameh. That's the halacha. Day seven, he takes his haircut. Day eight, he brings his korbanos. Or maybe day eight, he takes his haircut. I'm not sure. From here was Mashmah that it was day seven, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. We are going to get to this later. I didn't look it up. The question becomes, we also know that a Nazir became a Nazir while he's Tameh. Case being, he may became a Nazir based on Kavaris. Doesn't really have to be that way. He could be a Nazir. He could be Tameh from a mace and not be in a Beis HaKvaras and become a Nazir. He's also a Nazir Tameh. The case of the Mishnah was he became a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaras, but that was an example. It wasn't because the Mishnah was telling you other halachas, but really means a Tameh that became a Tameh mace that became a Nazir. So that Tameh mace that became a Nazir does not bring Korbanos at the end of his Tumah. He can start counting the Naziris without Korbanos. The question of the Gemara is, how about haircut? Does he have to take a haircut or not? Why would he have to take a haircut? Because his hair is quote-unquote Tameh. And therefore, we don't want Tameh hair to be part of his Torah haircut 30 days later. We want the Tameh hair out of here. Or is it no? Tameh haircuts are part of the Korbanos process. If there's no Korbanos, there's no haircut. That was the Gemara Shiloh. We are going to start from Tashema, which is, if you go across the Taisis that starts Karban Tumah and move up three lines, Tashma. Tashma. Ein bein Tameh shenazir v'nazir tara shenitma. There's no difference between a Tameh who became a Nazir to a Nazir tar that became Tameh. Elo. Tameh shenazir shvi shalor oylem in aminyan. Day seven counts. Nazir tar shenitma ein shvi oylem in aminyan. And a Nazir Tameh that became Tameh doesn't count the seventh day. He has to bring Korbanos on day eight. My love, Holotaglacha Zeves and Shoven. That's the only difference. Korbanos. Mashma, any other halacha, they are common. So the haircut halacha is a separate halacha, and therefore, it doesn't say that that's a difference. That means that on day seven, the Nazir Tameh that became a Nazir when he was Tameh would take a haircut. He has no day eight. There's nothing for him to do on day eight. So his haircut would be on day seven, and he would start his Naziris Tara that day. Because it doesn't say in the Braisa that there's a difference in the halachas of haircut.
Would
we give the Gemara two more lines?
How about the part of,
can we give the Gemara...
Bring a Korban or not?
That's exactly what it says. Well, I mean, that's what means...
Hold on. Minyan has nothing to do with... Is that part of...
I would like, you know, it's amazing if you would wait just 1 minute. Well, the reason you count, say, seven is because there's no carbon. And the reason you don't count to day eight is because there is a carbon. So it's synonymous. Seven and eight is synonymous with saying bring your carbon and not bring your carbon. It's the same thing. Why you count day eight? Why can't you start day seven? You're tar already. Because you have to bring a carbon the next day. Why can you count day seven? You don't have to bring a carbon already. It's synonymous. But it doesn't say that one has to take a haircut and one doesn't have to take a haircut. And for the Gemara Eloi, Halamalkas Heves Eshavim. No, it doesn't mean to say they're equal to everything else. It just means to say that if they violate the terms of Naziris, it doesn't make a difference whether they were a Nazir Tor that became Tameh. During those days of Tumah, they would get malchus for drinking wine, taking haircuts, being Matameh again. Or if they're Nazir Tameh that started the Naziris B'Tumah, they would also get malchus for all those things. That's what the Braisa means to equate them for. Frek the Gemara, I don't get you. Avataglachas, my zeh megalech, was zeh megalech. But you're telling me that one takes a haircut and one not. So listen, you can't tell me it means this the way they're equal. This, tell me all the ways they're not equal. The Braisa is saying this is the only difference. That means not that it's only alike for Malkus. It means it's only different for Karpin. No other differences. If there were another difference, the Braiser should have said it. So obviously, omission is telling me halacha. Your answer was it didn't mean for taglachas they're equal, but it meant for other things. So then tell me, for taglachas they're not equal. And for the Gemara, Tani Shvi Shaloi Bechol Mili. Taglachas and carbon are together. It's a package. By saying carbon, you're saying taglachas. The Gemara's answer is that taglachas might be part of the carbon process. And therefore, if it says the difference is carbon, that automatically says taglachas. It doesn't have to spell it out. Let me explain it better. Just like as Rabbi Cohn pointed out, it doesn't say carbon. It's insinuated because the fact it says 7 and 8, it's because of carbon. So taglachas is part of that package. So by saying 7 and 8, it is saying taglachas. Perhaps. We don't know. So therefore, there's no proof. Because they didn't have to say taglachas beferish. That's included in the difference between 7 and 8. Rush. Tana Zion, Vechomili Zion. I'm sorry, two Rashes before. Carbon Tumor would let my have a Galucha Megalech. Middle like Tani Ada Megalech. Should have said he doesn't take a hair because I have a Ravusa today would have been a big Kiddush. My time come, clever. Keeping the Tani Ada maybe, Tumor, Mameli Adana Ada Megalech. Once you tell me you don't bring a carbon, I know there's no haircut. The Hubba will tell you. Because they're dependent on each other.
That's a given? That's the question.
That we can't prove it. Meaning, we had a Shaila. Is haircut part of carbon or is haircut a separate halacha? We wanted to prove it by the fact that the Braiser didn't say there's a difference for haircut. Must be that there's no difference for haircut. Must be haircut is a separate halacha. The Gemara's answer is no. It's because it's the same halacha, doesn't have to say it, it's included. So there's no proof either way. You can understand the Braiser two different ways. You can say that they are the same for haircut, and haircut is not part of the carbon process. Or you can say they're not the same for haircut, but we said that by saying they're not the same for carbon. It goes along. So we haven't proven the point. Dr. Gemara Beit. Tashema. Okay, now let me explain something here. It's going to need a little bit of an introduction. A Nazir becomes a Metzaira in the middle of its Tzaras, in the middle of its Naziris. He's up to day 15, and he becomes a Metzaira, Rachman al-Azlan, he becomes a Metzaira. So the halacha is now, he's tamei tzaras, with all the halachas of tumas tzaras. All the halachas of tumas tzaras. That's a fact. Now, right, that's halacha. Now, the halacha is, right. The halacha is it does not cancel his naziris. The halacha is lemaisa. End of the day, is that the days of tzaras don't count towards naziris. So to put it in context, the days of his tzaras are like, I don't know what, on hold. Right. But the question is, how do we know that? How do we know that the days of Tzaraas can't count towards his Naziris? That's what the Braiser wants to know. I mean, the fact is that it doesn't. That's a fact. We're looking for the source of that fact. How do I know that during the days of his Tzaraas, he cannot count those days towards his count of Naziris?
He needs to retain all the losses, right?
Again, that's for sure, right. But the question is, how do we know it doesn't count? So the guy became a Metzaira on day 15, and he's a Metzaira for 5 days, or 10 days, whatever you want to make it. How do I know that when after the Naziris, he goes back to where he was and starts day 16? Maybe he finished his Naziris, or maybe he's up to day 25.
Or maybe
everything's going to be spoken out. All those are possibilities. I'm dealing with this Braisa. There's 10 questions you can ask, and the Gemara is going to deal with all of them. But we have to take one at a time.
What
What's the luck of a mitzvah just in general? When he comes to the mitzvah or chas v'shalom, what does he do differently? Besides, he has to leave the machana?
What do you mean, what he does differently?
He has the tzuras, right? We're not learning Nazir right now. A person has tzuras, what's his...
Chayla v'chas. He has to let his hair grow, he has to rip his clothing. At the end of his tzaras, he has to have a bird, an azayv, a shnitilas, two birds, shecht one into the blood of the other, sprinkle on him, take a haircut of the whole body, all his body, not just his hair, all his body. Wait 7 days, take a haircut again, bring korbanos of tzaras, and then he's tahor.
This whole process is at least a 7 day process, right?
Correct. Correct.
It includes the haircut.
Two haircuts.
Take it from four. Or he goes up. He said, "Rem, he said seven, then another seven."
No. He's a mitzvah till the taras leaves. That can be 5 minutes, or it can be 100 days, or in the case of Ezio Hamelech, 26 years. He was a mitzvah. It has to leave. So the first decided he's got to get rid of Taraz. It can happen 5 minutes after he was sent out. It might even be 2 minutes. I just made up the minimum time. It can be the rest of his life, like Uzio HaMelech, who died as a Mitzayra. 26 years after he became a Mitzayra. Miriam got healed right away. But she was locked up for 7 days. We're not going to get involved in that. She was a Mitzayra Muzgar. We're not going to get involved. So, the question here becomes, Zog de Brisa, Eliyah Yemei Tumasai, Shainai Lemon Aminyan. We have a pasuk that tells us the days of his tumah, a nazir tameh, not a mitzvah, a regular nazir tahor who became tameh. His days of tumah don't count towards the 30 days. In fact, they cancel the previous days. They for sure don't count towards. They even do more than that. They destroy the days before.
Reset.
Yemei chalutai minayan. Chalutai means a mitzayra muchlat. Now later on in the Masechta, we'll talk about a different kind of mitzayra, who's a mitzayra musgar. But this one, muchlat, means a sent out mitzayra, a definite mitzayra, with all the simani tuma. How do I know that his days don't count towards tzaras? Towards naziris. Beninu, it's logical. Ma'al yemei tuma semikaleichu mevi karbon. The fact is, a nazir that became a tamei meis, at the end of the 7 days, has to take a haircut and bring a carpet. That's a fact. After Naziris, after Tzaras, he has to take haircuts and bring carbon Tzaras. So the process of Naziris tamei and Tzaras has a commonality. They both take haircuts at the end of their process and bring a carbon. One brings one kind of carbon, and one brings another kind of carbon. But they do the process of going through a 7 day Tara period, plus haircut, plus carbon. So therefore it makes sense if they share that commonality. So Maya may Tumase Noilamin Aminyan, Avdi Me Halute Noilamin Aminyan. Just like the days of a Nazir who became Tamei Meis, right? We're comparing the two. And Nazir became Tamei Meis, his days don't count towards the zero.
No, more than that.
That's why we're learning this Gemara. It's amazing how the Gemara is going to get to every point. This is the Brisa talking. We're listening to a Brisa. And we're letting the Brisa speak itself out. So the Brisa says, let's make the comparison. And Nazir became a Tamei Meis, cannot count those days towards the zero. And, at the end, takes a haircut and brings a carbon. A mitzvah takes a haircut and brings a carbon. Oh, so it makes sense that he can't count his days towards Naziris either. He's the same as a Nazir at the time he made. So Ma, you made Tumas and Megalei Abayit. Ma, you made Tumas Ein Oilem Min HaMinyan. As you made Chalutah Ein Oilem Min HaMinyan. So the Brisa says, Loi, that's not a good comparison, as Dr. Harris pointed out. Im Hamad made Tumas, which came of Atlam as HaKaitman. We know for sure that the days of Tumas Meis just take care of the previous ones. They not just don't not count. They erase. So obviously, if it erases the previous one, the Torah says, like Yamim Harishayim Yipu, obviously it can't count towards the zeros. It doesn't even, it erases the previous, it sure it can't count towards. Taimim Mechalutai, Shayim Avatos Akleitim. The halacha is, and we learned that out from Sukkim, that Tzaraas does not cancel the previous days. So you can't compare the two. That's the Brisa talking.
What previous days are there?
Sorry? A guy that became a Nazir, he had 15 days at Naziris and he became a Matzaira. There's 15 days of previous Naziris.
They don't get knocked off.
They don't get knocked off.
We're talking about a person that, basically, worst case or case that he was a Nazir regular, then he became Tameh.
Makes no difference. At this point, we don't know. Let's say a regular Nazir became Tameh. Cancels all the previous days. And the Nazir that became a Matzaira does not cancel his previous days.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's first of all, it says maybe Corbin. It's only that case.
Fine, okay. I don't ask you. It's not the Negev. Again, this, forget about that fact. It's not Negev us here. Fine. It's only talking about the Nazir that became Tameh. It's not Negev us here.
Well, we have to be honest. I mean,
we're talking about a Brisa. We're reading a Brisa. The Brisa is talking about a Nazir Tar that became Tameh. Okay, fine. Zuck to Gemara. Vichach Eilim and Aminyan. Zuck to Gemara. Amrit. I will answer you. Meaning I'll make sense of the logic. Again, we tried logically to prove that the days of Tzaraas don't count. And we tried to prove it by comparing it to a Nazir who became a Tameh Meis. And we responded that you can't compare the two. Because one cancels and one doesn't cancel. That was the Brisa so far. The Brisa continues, I will tell you. Uma Nazir Bekever, a Nazir who became a Nazir in the Beis HaKlaris. Shesaroi Royal Taglachas. His hair has to be cut off. Einayin Lemin Aminyan. But I'm reading a Brisa. The Brisa says, a Nazir who became a Nazir in the Beis HaKlaris, his hair is going to have to be cut off. And he can't count those days of Tumah towards his Naziris. That did not cancel anything. His Tumah didn't cancel anything. There was nothing to cancel, but it doesn't cancel anything. He became a Nazir as a Tameh. Right? His hair has to be cut off. And it doesn't count towards Naziris. So Yemei Chalutai, She'ein Roi L'Taglachas, the days of Tzaraas, the hair is not going to be cut off, whatever that means, because the Gemara is going to explain it does have to be cut off. The words don't make sense at this point. But the Gemara, the Brice is saying that his hair of a Nazir of the Torah does not have to get cut off. For sure, like for sure shouldn't count. This is the Brice. I haven't been able to explain one word yet.
Who says he says he takes a haircut? Do we have a Shaila if you get a haircut or not? Do we have a Shaila if you just glachas or not?
That's the proof. That's why we brought this Brice to prove that he does. Exactly. Thank you.
That wasn't our goal here, to bring a proof. Our proof. I thought we brought a proof. Our thing here was, is it part of the minion or not? What's our purpose?
Why are we bringing this verse then? Why did we start talking about the Torah here? What shaila did we have that we brought this verse in? What were we dealing with? What was the shaila on the table? Does a Nazir Tameh have to take a haircut? That was the shaila on the table. What?
What kind of nazir?
A nazir bebeis hakvaras. The Gemara had a shiloh. Does he have to take a haircut or not? Right? That was the shiloh we're dealing with. We're bringing this as a proof towards that shiloh. So he said, let's see this brisa that talks about Mitzayra. And the brisa says something that at this point is very difficult to understand. But we're not interested now in understanding it. We're interested in seeing a line in the brisa. The brisa says, a nazir b'beis hakvaras does who has to take a haircut. His days don't count. So a Mitzayra that doesn't have to take a haircut, for sure his days don't count. That's the brisa, which doesn't make any sense. But we're looking for one line in the brisa. The line that says, a nazir tameh has to take a haircut. That's what it's saying. That a nazir of a kever has to take a haircut. That's the one line we see. The rest of the brisa we don't have to understand at this point. Obviously, we're going to have to understand that at one point. But at this point, we don't have to understand it. We have our line. The line said, a nazir bekever, sarai roi l'taglachas. His hair is headed for a haircut. Ah, that proves our shiloh. He's going to take a haircut. That's what we want from this brisa.
Sorry. The whole first thing that we brought, all omen and minyan, or not in all omen, okay, that came before this. That was going to help us. That was going to help us with the Tiglacha Shiloh.
No, not at all.
This is why we bring it.
To bring this line in. To bring the part of the brisa that talks about Tiglacha. We brought the whole brisa to get to this line.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have to do anything. This brisa says it like saying it. You know what? It says here in this brisa, Nazir Bekever, that means a person that basically became a Nazir. Guess what? Saro Royal Tiklachas. Okay?
You're going to have to get it, but that's all we...
That's it. Right. So you have to say, there's nothing more to say. It's
I know.
Bring the whole you brought this whole thing down 50 lines.
You know how many times in Shas we bring a brisa that's a page long to get to one line?
Is this a second line? Yeah.
It's the part of the brisa.
This is a line in the brisa. This is a different brisa or part of that?
Part of that brisa. We always do this. That's because he didn't learn with you before 6 o'clock. He sat there scribbling on a test. Starts at Tashma. It's one long brisa. And for the Gemara, like, Taglachas Tara. You're right. It doesn't mean that it's Aymel Taglachas Tuma. It means it's headed to Taglachas at the end of his Naziris. That's what it means. A Nazir Tameh is going to have to cut his hair off. Maybe not on day 7, but on day 31. And when he finishes his Naziris Tara. Headed for a haircut. That's what it means. It didn't say which haircut it's headed for. You understood that it's headed for the haircut of the age of Tumah. Therefore, you wanted to bring a raya from here. That at the end of Tumah, the guy has to take a haircut. It doesn't say that in the brisa. It says it's headed for a haircut. That's all it says. Whatever it is. That's all the price of it. And Mitzayra is not headed for a haircut. Which doesn't make any sense, because Mitzayra is also headed for a haircut. It makes sense that that's what the price meant. Haircut at the end. Why? The Yisal G'dayt of Taglachas Tumma. Yimei Chaluta Milei Bei Taglachas. Because if not, what do you mean? A Nazir Tameh takes a haircut and a Mitzayra doesn't take a haircut? I didn't know. What? I said that. Loi, Taglachas Tara. It's headed for the Taglachas at the end of the Naziris. You just said 38. Hachinami Mistabra. The E Tzalgadayt of Taglachas Tumah. Yemei Chaluta Miloi Boi Taglachas. Meaning, Mitzayra also needs Taglachas. The teretz is, he doesn't have a taglachas tara, A Metzora always takes his haircut while he's Tamei, not after he's Tamei. The Metzora's haircut, even his second haircut, is while he's Tamei, not after his Tara. Therefore, Nazir takes a haircut after Tara. Metzora doesn't take a haircut after Tara. That's what the Braisa meant to say. Metzora takes haircuts. Metzora takes two haircuts. What the Braisa meant to say is, Marach Nazir Tameh, that is headed for a haircut. His days don't count. So Metzora, who's had not headed for a haircut, his days for sure don't count. Now, first of all, we have to understand that logic. But besides that, what does it mean if Metzora's not headed for a haircut? He's headed for two haircuts. The answer is, he doesn't get a haircut as a tar. He gets a haircut during Tumah. And therefore, Nazir Tameh is headed for a Tara haircut. And a Metzora is not headed for a Tara haircut. That's what the Braisa means. And therefore, it doesn't prove anything about a Nazir Tameh taking a haircut at the end of day seven. Let's catch up with Rush and see how he explains. All the way back. Ain li al yimei tuma. Pirish, tuma smes. Shein oil lemin aminya. The sieve, vayamim harishainim yiplu. The kochke, shein yimei tuma se oilam. It even destroys the first half, the first part, so be sure it doesn't count. Yimei chaluta minayin. Im nechlat b'tzaras b'mei nizirusa. If a guy got, I don't know, the word nechlat means, I'm not looking for the word, it's definite, definitive. I don't know a better word for it. Taimer b'mechalutai may be given me carbon with Saratai. Taimer b'mechalutai she'em avatul b'mesakaitman. Now, the Rosh is bothered. Maybe we should learn out from another Tumay that just like Tumah destroys the previous days, Sarat should also destroy the previous days. Why are you assuming that it doesn't? That fact that the Bryce is assuming that Sarat doesn't undo the previous Naziris, how do you know that? The Bryce is telling you a fact. How did you know that? Right. The Braisa said, you can't compare Tumah and Taras, because Tumah undoes the previous ones and Taras doesn't. How do you know? Maybe Taras also undoes the previous ones. Dr. Braisa, Dr. Rush, but let you remember the Gufa Nela v'Binyanav, that you should compare it, say, Saisar HaKaitman, that Taras should remove the previous days. The Aminah L'Kamam B'Paragimu Minam, the Gemara Nav Mem Dalet says, Kitamei Nizrei, the extra pasuk that it takes, Vayamim HaRishayim Yiplu, it takes off the previous days, ki tamei nizrei. We learn out, tumas eseres. Tumas meis takes apart, vein taglachas eseres. So there's a spherish of pasuk that says that taras does not take off more than that. I'm sorry. That another, let me explain this, okay. The Gemara wants to know about mem dalel. If a guy takes another, takes a haircut in the middle of his naziris, does he have to start naziris over again? He's going to need a 30-day hair. Let's say his Naziris are 45 days. On day 15, he took a haircut. How many days does he have to count now? 30? Or does he have to start again? Like Tumah, if he became Tumah Meis in the middle, he's got to start from day one. How about if he took a haircut?
Or he drinks wine.
Or he drinks wine. The Gemara is going to ask that too. But this specific one is on haircut. The Gemara says, it says, Kitimei Nizrei. Only Tumah, Vayamim Rishayim Yiplu, Kitimei Nizrei. Not because of Taglachas. That's what the Brewer says. That same drasha tells me only Tumas Meis takes apart, because it's talking about Tumas Meis there, not anything else. So from there we learn out that Saras does not undo the previous days. So that's Xeris HaKosov. Now the shail is, does it count? We learn out that Saras does not undo. That's a pasuk. The pasuk doesn't tell us whether it counts two words or not.
Where's the pasuk?
Parshas Nasai. Vayomim Arishayim Yichlu, Ki Timei Nizrei. So we learn out that the only thing that makes Yomim Arishayim fall off is if a guy becomes a Tamei Meis during the Ziris. That's what it's talking about. Because he's not a Tamei Meis. The pasuk is talking about Tumas Meis. And it says the reason the days fall off is because he became a Tamei Meis. That means the pasuk has told me that's the only way, excluding all other things. only way that he's obligated to reset Nazirus.
So, and when we say the word taglachas here, it means...
It means taglachas during Nazirus.
But whether it's mandated or not mandated.
No, it's usher. But it's usher.
The Torah has to take care
of it. Right, doesn't make a difference. Again, a guy went, the Gemara is talking about a regular Nazir that violated his Nazir.
Right, right.
That's what it's talking about. Leiter. Ma Nazir bekevich asari l'troi l'taglachas Nazir. Mai lav l'taglachas tuma, kloimar. She galeach l'strayv zayin k'din Nazir shenitma. That he has to take a haircut. Machmas yeshle did Nazir achar l'in taglachas. Since he had, now the Gemara is explaining the Gemara's logic. What does haircut have to do with the day's counting? Ma'arach ha-Nazir Tamei that has to take the haircut. It doesn't count. And the Tzayrin doesn't have to take a haircut, for sure it doesn't count. What do you mean? What does haircut have to do with the day's counting? Dr. Rush, you know why? The fact that you have to take a haircut means you're within the Zerus. That means you're in the process. You're still in the Zerus process. You're going to have to take a haircut, which is a Nazir halacha. So since you have to take that Nazir haircut, that shows you're still within the Zerus process. That's why, and still the days don't count. So for sure, Mitzrayim, who's out of the process, because he's not taking a Nazir haircut, he has to take Saraf haircuts, for sure the days don't count. That's the Brisa means. The Brisa is saying, Marach Nazir, who's Tamei, has to take a haircut for Nazirus. That means the process is continuing, even though he can't count the days, but he's within the Nazirus process. Taras, who's out of the Nazirus process, for sure shouldn't be able to count the days. If within the Nazirus process you can't count the days, for sure when you're out of the Nazirus process you can't count the days. And Taglachas is just a way of saying within the Nazirus process. That's what the Braisa means when it makes this Kal V'chomer. So Taras, Ma Nazir, Ma Klemer, Shigaleich L'Sreif Da'od, Machma Shiestle, Did Nazir Achav Inyan Taglachas, Ruyin Lass, always, should make sense that it should count. Even like Karina Bahu, I remember saying in Yiblu, right? Just like, meaning, granted he has to start again, but let him start again now. He's in the Zerus process. The answer is, you can't start again when you're Tameh. So the same thing is true about Mitzayra. You can't start again when you're Mitzayra. You can't continue while you're Mitzayra. You're out of the process. You did Nazir. And for the Gemara Loyalist Haglachas Tara. Doesn't mean he's going to take a haircut after 7 days. It means he's going to take a haircut at the end. And still he's not Megaleach. The word B'chav Zayin, the Biurei Rush says he doesn't know what it means. B'chav Zayin doesn't make any sense. He says it doesn't mean that for sure Mitzrayim is not Megaleach, even though he's not Megaleach now, I'm sorry. So, if a Nazir who is Megaleach, ultimately, it doesn't count towards the process. So, for sure, I'm Mitzrayim who doesn't count to the process. That is not part of the process.
What is
the Biurei Rush says, Ein Loi Biur.
Why can't you say B'chav Zayin?
I don't know what that means.
All the time, Ein Megaleach.
I don't know what that means, called Mane and Megaleach.
During this period.
He never takes a haircut as a Nazir.
It's counting. Right.
No, it's not counting. Anyway, the Rush, Biurei Rush says, Ein Lei Biur. He didn't understand it. So I felt vindicated because when I prepared this, I had no idea what I was talking about. Right. Yimechalutai, Shein Sare Royal Taglachas Nazir, El Taglachas Saratai. Only fit for Taglachas Saratai. Shutar Avar Sar Kaidim Shiyaskol Limnus and Zeris Tara. And the Gemara's answer is, period. And for the Gemara light, Taglachas the Nazirus Ketani. And for the Gemara, there's no Raya from here. The Gemara had just done a 180. Started off assuming that the guy has to take a haircut after 7 days. The Gemara said, no, it doesn't mean after 7 days. It means after 30 days. Then the Gemara said, how can I be Mistavra? It makes sense. Because Tzaira also takes a haircut. Must be we're talking about haircut of Tara. Haircut of Tara only happens by a Nazir. Tzaira doesn't get a haircut of Tara. He does his haircut while he's Tamei. So the Gemara is not a raya. Not a raya. What the Gemara meant to say is, Nazir takes a Nazir haircut, and Metzaira takes a Metzaira haircut. No proof. All it's doing now is removing the Hachinami Mestapa. We wanted to prove that it has to be talking about Tara. Because what's the difference? Nazir takes a haircut, Metzaira takes a haircut. The answer is Nazir takes a haircut of Tara, and Metzaira doesn't take a haircut of Tara, he takes of Tumah. So the Gemara, maybe that's not shot. Maybe Nazir takes a haircut of Tumah, and Metzaira takes a haircut of Tumah. One takes a Nazir haircut, and one takes a Taras haircut. That's all it means to say. It doesn't mean to say he doesn't take his haircut of Tara. It means he doesn't take a haircut of Nazir. But maybe it's a Nazir Tumah. It means we can't prove either way. You can't prove that it's Nazir's Tumah at the end of 7 days, and you can't prove that it's the end of 30 days. We don't know. Loi Nazir Taglaka's in Nazir's Ketani. All it meant to say is that a Nazir Tumah will take a Nazir haircut. And even though he's taking a Nazir haircut, his days don't count. So Metzaira, who doesn't even take a Nazir haircut, he takes a Taras haircut, for sure his days shouldn't count. That's what the Braita meant. So we can't prove that it is Tumah, because maybe it is Tara. And we can't prove it is Tara, because maybe it's Tumah. I, Metzaira also takes haircuts in Tumah, but he takes a Metzaira haircut, not a Nazir haircut. That's what the Gemara answers. I can't hear you. Which two lines? Well, let's start to the bottom line. Hachinami Mestabra. We're trying to prove the answer right. Let me start again. We proved that we wanted to prove that a Nazir Tameh takes a haircut. Because it says, Nazir Tameh takes a haircut and it doesn't count. For sure, Metzaira. And for the Gemara, it doesn't mean that Nazir Tameh takes a haircut at the end of seven. It means he takes a haircut at the end of his Nazira. But the Gemara, I'll prove to you that that's what the Braisa meant. It didn't mean a haircut at the end of 7. It meant a haircut at the end of 30. Hachinami Mestabra. Why? Because if we're talking about Tumah, so does a Metzaira. He's talking about Taglakas Tumah. If we're talking about the Taglakas at the end of 7 days, he may chaluta mi boy Taglakas. Another also takes a haircut in Tumah. What's the contract? What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma'arach and Nazir takes a haircut. For sure, Metzaira takes haircuts.
Neither takes a haircut.
What? That was the shayla of the Gemara. We wanted to prove yes, and we answered it no. The Gemara is proving now that it has to be no. Because if it were yes, so what's the difference in a Nazir and a Metzaira? They both take haircuts. We're trying to prove that he doesn't. Because if he did, then what's the difference in a Tumah and a Nazir? They're both taking Tumah haircuts. So the Gemara, it's no proof. Milay Bayat Taglachas? Loi, Taglachas and Nazir is Ketani. It could be he does take a haircut at the end of day 7. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But whatever haircut he's taking, it's an Aziris haircut. Whatever haircut the Metzaira is taking, it's a Metzaira haircut. So therefore, it doesn't prove a thing, this price. It might mean a haircut by Tumah, it might be a haircut by Tara. We have no proof. You can learn either way. We can't prove anything.
Do we know when Taras takes haircuts?
Yes. At the end of his Taras, he takes haircut 1. 7 days later, he takes haircut 2.
Does he get
an epic
and he gets
Tara
over again?
No, he doesn't.
He takes a Taras haircut?
And then he starts, he continues Naziris where he was up to.
Even though he took a haircut?
Anybody takes a haircut in the middle. He needs 30 more days for hair. But not for Naziris, for hair. Let's say he was a Nazir for 45 days.
Let's say if it's 30 days.
So then he has to become the Nazir for the rest of the day. What happens if the guy takes a haircut, a regular Nazir, at day 20? What happens then?
I think it continues afterwards.
10 days. But he needs 30 days of hair. So he finishes the Naziris on day 30, and the next 20 days, he has to keep his halachas, but he's not really a Nazir.
He has to keep hair.
He has to keep everything.
Not really enough.
Meaning, if he comes to me those days, he doesn't have to start over. He's finished his Naziris.
And how do we know he continues it, or he makes up the days, and it doesn't count as real Naziris?
I lost you.
We've had that before?
I'm trying to figure out what you're asking me. I don't know what
I didn't understand this the other day when you said that a person keeps the days of Naziris, but he's not really a Naziris.
Correct.
Where do we learn that from?
Because he needs the haircut for 30 days.
That is as far off.
It's a pasuk that says he needs a haircut for 30 days.
Okay.
Gadol Pera. Pera is 30 days of hair. The Torah is telling me a Nazir means a minimum of 30 days of hair. Now, a regular Nazir, if he becomes Tamei in the middle, let's say he takes a haircut in the middle, will have to extend his halachas. He won't be a Nazir for the fact that if he becomes Tamei, he has to start over again, but he has to extend his Naziris because he needs hair for 30 days.
I asked you this the other day. What does he do with his haircut, with his hair that's cut on day 30 days, even though he's not a real
Nazir?
Is this just
frozen? He brings his kabbanis and the zeros at the end.
He brings it on day what?
When he's finished taking hair, when he takes the haircut, at 30 something.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
The haircut on top of him is zero. Does he have to take a haircut?
Yes.
Doesn't take
care, can't become tar.
He's still considered a Torah, and
he's not a little light. Correct. It has worse consequences. And the Torah has halachas.
He has to stay outside the matzah
still? No, it depends. Did he take the first haircut? He didn't take the first haircut. There's two haircuts. One haircut lets him into the machna, and one haircut makes him eligible for tar.
So long as he did not take it, so the haircut is kind of a mafia head.
Very similar but different. It's called Taras. Very similar in the fact that it's a matra. Correct. You have to take two haircuts 7 days apart. And there's a machloikas tanam which we have later in Nazir of how much of a haircut the Mitzrayim has to take. Not a Nazir. Nazir just cuts off the hair of his head. And Mitzrayim has to take off hair of his body. How much hair of the body does he have to take? Is Machlokes Tanoim. One Tana says whenever there's a gathering of hair, and it's in a revealed place, meaning not covered by regularly by clothing. And one Tana says that everything off, shave clean. Machlokes Tanoim, we will have it later. All Masechtas Nazir. Amazing. We have another 47 blot, and we're going to cover all this, yes.
It comes to Mitzvah on day 30 of the Zeros. Does he require another 30 days of Taglachas, or is that he can take one haircut for all?
Oh, we're going to talk about that, too. Going to be a case. We're going to have a case, yes. All this is going to be talking. This is all coming up.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Can't swallow Mitzvah Nazir in one day.
The next chapter. Rebbe didn't have anyone to give shear
with that. Well, I should have. Maybe it would be a good idea. Sorry, I should have. No, he doubts the secret. He can't do it. Or maybe 6:30 he can do it Sunday. Looking for a substitute on Sunday to chazer over this week's Gemara.
Out of nowhere. He wasn't supposed to even come today.
Of course he was supposed to come. The Rebbe Shem had him come.
No.
What do you mean? And they say he came. The Rebbe Shem had him here.
That's right. But you have to tell him who's what. You have to tell him who's what does.
I can tell him on Sunday morning. It makes a difference then. That's a good idea, Doctor. I'm really sure, so you don't mind. Sunday morning, I'm not going to be here, and it's hard to find the stuff to chazer when they didn't learn it during the week. But you, for you, it's like Maliach and Maliach.
Sunday, one Masechta.
Right. Doctor, come back to Tashima. We'll try again.
Try again to do
what? To prove whether another tummy has to take a haircut or not. Meaning, a guy that became a Nazir when he was Tamei, does he have to take a haircut at the end of 7 days or not? That was the Shaila that we were working on.
By Ravashi.
Dr. Gemara Tashima, and this is going to be the clincher. But Timei Roish Nizrei, the Pasuk says that a guy was exposed to a mace, and he was Matamei, his head of Naziris. That's the terminology that Torah uses, that he became Tamei. B'tor shenit ma'akotz medaber. Talking about a Torah who became Tamei. Shutar avar esar. He has to take a haircut at the end of 7 days. Vavos yiparin. And he has to bring birds. Meaning, he has to bring the kabbalas of Nazir Tamei, which is one animal and two birds. V'lifter es ha-Nazir bekever. We're excluding a Nazir who became a Nazir while he was Tamei. Shein torn avosar does not have to cut off his hair by vostaparin and bring birds. You can't have a better riot than this. The Braisa says it explicitly. A Tomei that became a Nazir doesn't break the carbon. Fresh the Braisa. It doesn't make any sense. Ma means took the Braisa of Ali Dorm Kavachimer. Ma Torch and Ditmatar Abos Tarabos Taparim. Even though he was tar, we make him do this. Mishai Tomei Mitchil Ainit in Shaitan Abos Tarabos Taparim. The guy never was tar. Isn't that worse? Talmud Leimer Vitime Reish Nizrai. He was Metame's existing Naziris. The Mishai Tara Venitma, Hakasa Medaber, Shaitan Avar Sarva Avar Sipporim. The Lifters Hanazar Bekever, Shamina. Let's read the Brisa again. Brisa says, the Brisa is in the first two lines. Time Reish Nizrai. The guy became Tame while he's a Nazar. Zog the Brisa, Batar Shanitma Hakasa Medaber. We're talking about a Tor who became Tamei. Shehutar Navarasar, he has to remove his hair and bring birds. Navarasar. The Liftar, and to exclude, as Anazar Bekever, She'ein Tor Navarasar, Navarasar. The Braisa just told you, Beferish, that a Tamei that became Anazar does not have to cut his hair. Frek the Braisa. Why don't we say a Kalvachimer? Monarch, a guy who was Tor, who became Tamei. We make him cut off his hair and bring karbanos. A guy who never was tar should for sure bring karbanos. He never had naziris. He's worse off. Logically. Ma kavachaymer. Ma tar shenitma. Who's tamei, right? That means he was a nazir already. He already was part of naziris. Still we say, Taught Avar Sar Avos Taparim, he has to cut off his hair and bring birds. So Mishai Tamei Mitchila, who never was a Nazir, Eina Din Shei Taught Avar Sar Avos Taparim, shouldn't he for sure have to cut off his hair and bring birds? Talmud Leimer V'Timei Reish Nizrai. He had to have been a Nazir, but Mishai Taught Avar Sar Avos Taparim. Shutan Avar Sar Avos Taparim, Avar Sar Avos Taparim, Beliv Tar Sar Nazir Bekeber. Shmamina, this is explicit Raya. This is another time that the Gemara could have brought this Braisa right away. But instead of that, the Gemara tries to prove it from different places and show you why it's not a proof, and then brings the clincher Braisa.
You use
a Kalvachomer
for this type of...
Why not?
It's not like a main
instrument. No, it's not an instrument.
Well, Kapara is...
Kapara is not an Einish. Kapara is an opportunity.
Okay.
Rush. I'd give a Musa Shmuz on this if it were 5 to 6. Rash, Tar Ma Tar Shenitma Ava Bishit Kolosay Tar Koshkein Tar Mishit Kibalo Veniziris Betuma. Period. Okay, we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning 6:30. Everybody have a wonderful day.